Well, you can't be happy all your life, can you?
Whose idea was it?
Not mine. Don't blame me.
The telephone. And I sometimes wonder why the thing was ever invented.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I could, but I won't.
Don't you like the telephone?
No. Well, it's an instrument of the devil, absolutely right. I know it's useful, and we couldn't live without it, I suppose, because we'd get hoarse voices if we kept shouting long distances.
Hmm.
I get more frustration on the telephone. And it's nothing, and I'm not just talking about the telephone system.
Hmm.
It's
Bob?
I find communicating by... Yes?
Get on with it, will you?
Oh, all right. Johann Philipp Ries.
What?
Not Alexander Graham Bell? No, Johann Philipp Ries. Although the telephone as we know it today was invented by the Scottish scientist Alexander Graham Bell, the idea came from the German inventor Johann Philipp Ries, who was born at Geinhausen in Kassel. Ries's telephone, which he made in 1860, or 1861, but who's counting, was a crude construction that transmitted noise and music only, and not the human voice. It was not until 1876 that Alexander Graham Bell hit upon his invention of a device for transmitting and receiving speech. Bell, a professor of vocal physiology at Boston University, whose special interest was teaching the deaf, was trying to invent a machine which would enable deaf people to hear by means of electrical sound vibrations. He sat for hours experimenting with a metal diaphragm placed next to a coil that was wound round a magnet. During one of his experiments, Bell spilt some acid on his clothes. He immediately called out to his assistant, Thomas Watson, who was in a room below listening for the vibrations. "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you." Or if he'd been phoning from Cork, "Mr. Watson, come here a while, I want you." Watson heard Bell's voice over the telephone receiver and rushed to help. Quite accidentally, Bell had invented the telephone and made the first telephone call. It's amazing the line wasn't engaged, but then Bell patented his electrical speech machine and later that year gave his first public demonstration at the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia, which marked the 100th anniversary of American independence.
Well, 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 I didn't know that.
No.
Mm.
And you know it now.
It wasn't actually called the telephone for a long while after its invention, though, was it? It was called the speaking instrument.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. I wonder who invented the actual word telephone for it. Nice word. It's a nice word.
Well, here we are sitting here, and there's Mark Weller and Linda Conway standing around looking equally as baffled as us.
Yeah. Mm.
Mark has brought our donuts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hey.
It's donut time.
Yeah, right. Listen, I'm on a diet. I'll just eat the hole in the middle of yours. All right?
Okay. Who invented the hole in the donut? Oh, we've done that.
Oh, you've already done that one. Now, lots and lots of long records while we eat our donuts,
yes,
folks.
Beginning with Slip Away. Four and a half minutes of sheer magic.
From Brazil. From the Isle of Man. From Peter and Bob.